Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We've been bouncing ideas off each other, kind of like basketball. You've been passing the ball to me. I've been passing the ball back to you. Eric Escala's in the studio on The Shaletta Show. And Brenda Grahams is weighing in on Facebook. She's so excited that you're here, Eric. She says, awesome. Finally got a chance to listen to Eric Escala on the radio. Eric read in my classroom once, and we all wore scarves. That's from Brenda Grahams.
Wow.
Yes.
What a good memory she has.
What a good... Because everybody knows you're the scarf guy.
I wonder if I wore my Dr. Seuss hat that day.
Okay, I'm gonna see what she says. Okay, I'll check in. But Steve Thompson is here. His show is coming up next. Steve, I got Eric Escala in the whole studio with me. Are you impressed or what?
I'm impressed. One of the legends.
I want to congratulate you, Steve, on your speech at the 100th anniversary gala. You gave a tremendous, heartfelt speech about. And maybe you could share it with the audience about kind of your attitude about working at CCO.
Well, what I kind of circled back to was what it meant to me to get a job at this great radio station all those years ago. You know, growing up listening to Herb and Ray and Boone and Erickson and Cannon and Hobbs and all of those sorts of things. So, you know, to just be a part of it is just a huge honor.
What are we going to do about our twins? Do we have a new ownership?
It sounds like there are a number of interested parties. And Eric, as you know, it all comes down to dollars and cents and ultimately the Polhead family deciding who they will sell to. But it sounds like a deal is going to come together pretty quickly.
And what do you want to do about Sam Darnold?
You know, the funny thing about Darnold is he was a bargain at, what, $10 million for 1 year?
Yes.
I would think, considering how he performed in the playoffs, which wasn't good, that they would be able to get him back on a deal and let him and J.J. McCarthy and even the guy they brought in from the Giants,
Jones?
Daniel Jones,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kind of all compete for the job. I don't think that would be a bad move because we have no idea if J.J. McCarthy can play. He's played exactly zero snaps in meaningful games.
Exactly zero snaps.
He does come from that Michigan program where they didn't pass all that much when Coach Harbaugh was there.
Well, that's exactly right, Eric. They had a phenomenal O-line. They were able to run the ball effectively. He didn't need to do a lot as quarterback. I think in the NFL week in and week out, the speed of the game, the pass rush, all of those things are quite a bit different than the college game. He may do well, but he might not.
Notre Dame or Ohio State?
Ohio State has so much talent. They're so talented. I'm surprised they got beat by Michigan in Columbus in the game earlier this, and then there was that ugly incident at the end of the game. But, yeah, I like Ohio State. Just too much talent.
Oh, don't point to me now. You done took over my whole time with Steve. This is my favorite part of the day. He done asked 7 questions in a row. Now he want to point at me when we got 32 seconds left to talk.
I'm getting positioned underneath the basket, and I'm elbowing everybody. I don't get to talk to Steve that often. This is exciting for me.
I know. And you know what, Steve? When we went to breakfast this morning, Eric and I, and we spent so much time talking about you and how awesome you are and how wonderful you are and what a great dad you are and all. And I was giving him an update on your daughter, Erin, and how she had graduated from college and got her master's, and she was working and doing so well. And he was just so impressed with what a great parent you and Michelle are.
That's true. That's not even making it up. That's what we had a nice visit about you.
Well, I am thrilled that someone even thinks about me. That's a good thing.
Well, your show is coming up. Thank you so much for coming on my show. And you too, Eric Escala. Thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
All right. You guys stick around. Steve is coming up next. Have a great weekend and make MLK a day on and not a day off.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A 3-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.